Ruby's Pantry is a pop-up food pantry. Once a month, anyone can bring two empty laundry baskets to Calvary Baptist Church in Rhinelander. That's where those baskets will be filled with donated food and grocery items. Here with me to talk about this is Rod Ankrum. He's the pastor at Calvary Baptist Church and the pantry's coordinator. Hi, Rod.
Good morning.
If I am someone coming to Ruby's Food Pantry, can you walk me through how this pantry event goes?
Well, since a year ago, we've changed things quite a bit. We're at the National Guard Armory here in Rhinelander. And if you would come in, it's simply a drive-through sort of thing right now where we're asking people to bring a couple cardboard boxes, if they would, with us about this, you know, smaller cardboard boxes, about the size that maybe a small laundry basket, to sort of exchange with us, because we're finding it more difficult to load up people's laundry baskets if they bring them in the car. But they'll drive through and they'll just follow the directions, and for a $20 cash donation, they'll be able to pick up what it equivocates to about two laundry baskets full of food. It's something different all the time. You never really know for sure what you're going to be getting at Ruby's Pantry, but it's always really good, and oftentimes the value of that far exceeds $100, and it's just a wonderful time, and people enjoy it. So that's how it works.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it. So what do you do with that $20 donation?
The $20 donation is basically to cover the transportation cost of the food. The food is trucked in by semi-truck from Ruby's Pantry's warehouse, and they bring it here to Rhinelander and also to 80 some other drop sites throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Okay, and I'm curious, since this pandemic has started, have you seen increased demand at your pop-up pantry?
I think there's been some increased demand, to be sure. It depends on the month, but definitely people have been struggling. And so Ruby's Pantry really meets a real need that people have to be able to feed their families. We find that people come from all over to come to it, even from the UP. They're coming down because people are hungry and people have needs.
Wow. And how did your church get started doing this?
It was a little over 3 years ago. Our church was able to take on this ministry. Another church in town had pioneered the ministry and got things started. And they decided to give that up. And we were able to take it on at that point. And it's a terrific ministry with lots of great volunteers. And the volunteers really are what make Ruby's Pantry work. They are so giving, so kind to every person who comes through, and they're so willing to work so hard during that one day a month, and it makes a huge difference. So it's the third Tuesday of every month.
Okay, great. And why do you think a pantry like this is important for the community?
Well, Ruby's Pantry, again, has been going for, I think, about 7 years now here in the Rhinelander area, and it continues to meet the real needs of people. One of the great things about Ruby's Pantry, I think, is that it doesn't require a certain income level. You don't have to fill up paperwork. Your only qualification is you're hungry. And so if you like food and you like to eat, then you qualify to be a part of Ruby's Pantry. And so especially, I think, hits the needs of people who sort of fall in between the cracks. Maybe they're not able to go to the Rhinelander food pantry or other area food pantries because there's some paperwork to be involved and income levels they have to meet. But at Ruby's Pantry, anyone can come. And so that's why I think it meets a unique need in our community. And so we want people to feel free to come. We have had a few people say over the years things like, well, you know, I don't want to take it away from somebody else. You're not taking it away from anyone else. And we just encourage people to come because we think it can meet some real positive needs.
It sounds like a really positive program. Is there anything else you think I should know or the public should know about Ruby's Food Pantry?
Well, the main thing is that we are always looking for volunteers. So if someone's a volunteer at Ruby's Pantry, they can certainly get a hold of us at the church or go online and check us out at Ruby's Pantry and sign up and fill out a volunteer form there. So you have to fill out a form before you can volunteer. So always looking for volunteers or even organizations or groups who like to maybe volunteer and get some people together and do that. Kohl's Cares did that, and it's wonderful. People from Kohl's volunteer together sometimes at Ruby's, and that's a great thing. And so we've got, you know, people like that. Volunteers are always needed. We want people to come. We want people to utilize this amazing resource. Too oftentimes people will say to us, this is the first time we've come. We never heard about it. Well, we want to make sure that people know that we're here. So that's another thing. It's the third Tuesday of every month, and we start at 5 o'clock, and we finish at 6:30, or when the food's all gone. And normally speaking, the food has been very sustainable, and sometimes we get a little close at the end, but we're always very thankful whenever we're able to just make a real difference in the lives of people, a practical difference and a positive difference too.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, Rod.
Thank you.